3-2. Launch toward left. Hit a ton. That ball is gone. Macy Moore, just like she did in the semifinal round, hits it out. This one to straightaway left. And it's now 10-0 the lead for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. Macy Moore with a leadoff home run in the top of inning number 5. The batter, Salem Croy. I don't know if it's helping or it's hurting, but there's no wind right now. The air is thick with humidity. And I've always heard that heat and humidity, the ball travels. It just feels like the air is thick and heavy. I don't know if it would travel as well. That's a whole aerodynamics discussion that's way over my head, but it does let you know that Macy Moore hit that ball hard. That might have a dent in the side of it laying out outside of the fence in left center. There's a high fly ball by Croy. I don't think it's going to hold, and it's gone. Same spots. Ballpark wouldn't hold it. Salem Croy gets in on the home run party, and it's 11-0 at Lady Bulldogs. Back-to-back jacks on a Saturday night in Cameron Moe. There's a shot to center field. Ballpark's not going to hold that one. That's about 260. Way over the 200-foot sign. Sydney Lynch with a home run. Let's try 3 home runs and 4 at-bats. And the Lady Bulldogs are now up a dozen. Wow. That might have been pound for pound. About 15 years on the job. I'm probably forgetting one, but that's one of the longest balls I've seen hit.